It is Friday morning, which is when we hear from StoryCorps. People talk with loved ones, interview each other, and hear each other's stories. Dennis Apple and his wife Beulah came to StoryCorps to talk about their son, Denny. Almost 21 years ago, Denny came down with mononucleosis, and before going to bed one night, he took some medicine and talked about where he wanted to sleep.
Denny that night wanted to sleep on the couch. He had mono, but he was a strong, fit kid. So I really didn't think anything was seriously wrong. The next morning, I didn't hear him breathing.
You yell for me to call 911.
Yeah. My younger brother, who is an EMT, he came running out, put his head to his chest, and he said, "Dennis, he's gone." It was like somebody threw a bucket of ice cold water into my face while I was in a dead sleep. I was on my knees and I screamed out, "Oh God, this is not supposed to happen to me." When we came back home for the first time by ourselves, I remember we pulled in the garage and neither one of us wanted to go in the house. I looked at you and I said, "You know, all I have to do is reach up and hit the garage door opener on the visor, let the door come down, let the car stay running, and we can just hold hands and just die right here together." You remember what you said to me?
I said, "Yes, but what about our son, Andy? He needs us."
Yeah.
I know after the funeral, we both went back to work, but you had to go and be a pastor and do funerals and weddings.
Oh, yeah. And it really got me when people would come by and would tell me stories about narrowly missing, being killed in an accident. And they said, "But my guardian angel protected me." And I just wanted to slam the door in their face and walk out, because I thought, where was Denny's guardian angel the night of February the 6th?
The grief lasts a lot longer, I think, than most people think.
I remember you went down all the way to a size 4, and I thought, "My God, I'm going to lose her too." I thought, "Man, we'll never make it." But somehow we trudged along.
I'm glad we did.
Yeah.
It was 5 years before I came to myself and I said, "Am I going to go on in this heavy grief, or am I going to try to live and be as happy as I can?"
When I said, "Honey, if you'd have known when we had Denny that we would have him just short of 19 years, would you go back and do it all over again?" You remember what you said, don't you?
Yeah, I said, "Of course I would, all over again."
Yeah, a million times.
That's Dennis Apple and his wife Beulah at StoryCorps in Kansas City, Missouri. Their interview will be archived with all the others at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. You can sign up for the podcast at npr.org.